It's July 26th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the church for the world. Let us pray. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. That was Make Our Church One Joyful Choir, sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Our theme is Committed to Doing Right, and the scripture text is taken from Amos chapter 5. Our speaker is Jessica Riddell, graduate from CMU.
Have you ever lost something of great importance? Your glasses or car keys, perhaps? Or maybe even your wallet. I was recently in New Orleans with Mennonite Disaster Service, and while taking in one of the parades at Mardi Gras, one of my team members' wallets was stolen. When he realized that he didn't have it in his pocket, we immediately started searching the ground around us, rifling through his backpack, looking everywhere we could think of. Not finding the wallet anywhere, we retraced our steps back to the restaurant where we had eaten supper, but didn't find it there either. Although we never did find the wallet, we searched for it earnestly. This type of active seeking is what the prophet Amos spoke of in our text for today. He said, "Seek good, not evil, that you may live." We are called to seek goodness and justice as earnestly as we seek for a missing wallet. The prophet Amos was speaking to the Israelites at a time when they were not, for the most part, seeking good. The rich were oppressing the poor, taking bribes and depriving the poor of justice in the courts. They were doing everything that they could to get ahead and take down anyone who stood in their way. These people had lost sight of their call to be loving and compassionate. All they wanted was to live comfortable, cushy lives in their mansions and reap the benefits of their harvests. Although they had little regard for their fellow human being, they were still passionate about their sacrifices and worship of God. To seek good means to do what God says, even in the midst of adversity. It means using the power that we have to speak to someone else's injustice. It means noticing those who are wounded and not walking around them in piety, but stopping in humility and seeing that they are cared for like the Samaritan. It means acting upon the basis of our Christian convictions. We know what the Bible tells us about good and faithful service, and these things shape our conscience, that prompting within our spirits. To seek good means being sensitive to this prompting and doing what it says to do. If that means going up to someone in church who you wouldn't otherwise talk to, do it. If it means donating time or money to an organization you feel God is leading you to, do it. If it means praying for someone whose name is brought into your consciousness, do it. There are countless ways that we can seek good if only we would open our hearts and minds to them. It is, of course, possible not to seek good in our lives. This is to be aware of the prompting of the Spirit and to ignore it. We may not go out of our way to do something that is wrong, but we avoid doing those things we know are right. The Israelites maintained their ritualistic worship of God throughout this time of injustice. They never stopped giving him sacrifices and singing him songs, but their everyday actions did not line up with their Sabbath actions. They could talk the talk, but couldn't walk the walk. How different are we? We love to go to church every week and sing and teach Sunday school, but what do our lives look like outside of church? Do we take care of those who are less fortunate than we are? Do we act the way we know we're called to? God requires three things of us: to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him. If we can do these three things, then we will live and enjoy the life that God has set out for us. We need to be sensitive to His leading and obey His calling. Worship is not only about songs and feelings, but also about loving our fellow human being. What God really wants is for His people to take care of each other, that righteousness would flow like a never-failing stream. Amen.
That was The Church's One Foundation and Like a River Glorious, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Coming up in September, CMU's Community School of Music and the Arts offers individual music instruction in all instruments and also voice to children, youth and adults. In addition, we offer music for kids classes for ages 2 to 6, art classes and acting classes for grades 2 through 8, and vocal fusion for grades 1 to 6. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and the CMU website, and listen anytime to the program by following the links on the CMU website, cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. That's our program. I invite you to pray for the mission of Canadian University Education at CMU. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.